This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right side, and he scores!
Hello, Caps fans, and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, riding solo tonight's Saturday edition of the show. It's a very special edition. We'll get to why, of course, in a second. But first of the year, season starting later on this week, of course, Wednesday night, opener against the Rangers. But as I promised over the summer, and not under pleasant circumstances, of course, but as I promised, we are doing a dedication show. That's what we're doing now to Mr. Mike Stepp, who we lost, unfortunately, over the summer. Passed away very, very tragically. His health just went out on him. I'm not going to go into too many details about that, but very, very sudden and unexpected. And Mike, of course, was a very, very, very huge, strong Caps fan, a big supporter of this podcast, and, of course, was one of the founders of the Caps Fans Facebook page. You can see both Anna and I and a lot of our friends on there, like Grant Green. So we just figured I'd get together tonight to do a dedication to him. I figured the best way to do that was to bring on one of his best friends, Tom Gobble, and you might have gotten to know him. He's posted a lot on our page, and I really appreciate that. He's come on with some a lot of good information. He also was the founders of the Caps Fans page, longtime Caps fan as well. So I've asked him to come on, and he's graciously given some of his time tonight to do that. So Tom, thanks for coming on. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me. I just want to, if you don't mind, just correct one thing. I wasn't one of the founders of the page. Mike and Ben founded that page, and then I come on, and you know, it's gone from there. But I didn't want the people to think I helped found it with him. That was him and Ben did that.
Oh well, my apologies. And you know what? I think now that I remember, you did say that at the Zoom service. So my apologies, but I'm pretty sure I believe you're one of the admins or moderators now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that's the Caps Fans page, and catch that on Facebook. That's one of about the dozen or so Facebook pages where we posted the show. And then, as I said, Mike, when he heard about our podcast, said, "Yeah, come on in, post every episode. We'd love to have you." And it was kind of a bummer because he was actually one of the first guests I was planning to have this season. I wanted him to come on in the first couple weeks, see what he thought of the team, but just really, I don't know. I don't know about you, Tom, but it's hitting me kind of hard that I don't know. This really came out of the blue that we lost him.
Oh, it was, as you can imagine, what a shock, because Mike and his mom actually started another page. It was, it's called The Living Word, and they, you know, it's a more religious page. And, you know, every Thursday we get together. It was open, you know, whoever wanted to come, you know, for a Bible study. And it just so happened, I'm sitting there that night. I think we were supposed to be there at 8 o'clock or whatever. And I just happened to go to the page to make sure, because, you know, Mike being in Alabama, Alabama time is, you know, if I tell you 7, that means probably 7:30, quarter of 8. But, you know, I just check and make sure everything was a go. And then his mom posted that Mike was gone. And, you know, I read it. And it's like, you know how you read something? It's like, that ain't right. And I read it again, and it hit me. And I was like, it was just like I got hit in the face with a brick. I just, you know, couldn't believe it. And it was, like I say, you know, don't make enemies out there. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. You can be gone just like that.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'll remember that evening when I saw that. I just could not bring myself to believe it. And then I actually don't think I got to sleep for because it was pretty late at night when I read it. And I don't think I got to bed for quite a while because I had to, you know, let that sink in and just.
Well, as you can imagine, I shared the news, basically what his mom typed. I just basically copied that, and I shared it on Caps Fans. And as you can imagine, my phone just blew up for I don't know how long. And I finally just had to put the phone down and just, you know, you had to have that alone time. It's like, I just can't handle it no more. I got to get away.
Yeah, I can imagine. But we're here to celebrate his life because he was a true friend and a good person.
He'd do anything for you if he could.
Good person to his core, as we'll talk about here in a minute. But before we get into that, of course, this is your first time on the podcast, so kind of want to put you out into our listener group here and have them find out about you. So first thing I ask of all our special guests is, how'd you get started being a Caps fan?
Well, I'm probably one of the few. I'm sure you don't have many that can tell you this, but growing up, I just turned 60 the other day, so I'm on the other side of the hill. But growing up, you know, there was no Capitals. So I believe back then it was the Clippers, and then they became the Skipjacks. But just got into hockey that way. And, of course, my dad was a Flyers fan. And where I live at here, I'm basically where I'm standing, you could throw a ball in the PA or Delaware. I'm that far up into the corner of Maryland. And so I'm a Flyers fan until 1974. And then obviously the Caps were born, and, you know, it was the greatest thing. I'd never seen a stadium like that before. And we go down to the Caps Center, and I was like, man, this thing's built in the ground. It looks like a saddle. It actually looks exactly like the Saddle Dome.
Yeah, it did. I remember the old Cap Center, and yeah, I remember thinking that very same thing the very first few times I saw that building. But
yeah, I love that building. Yeah. A lot of memories there. I bet you I probably went to 100 games there. Where they're at now, I've been one time. Just it's gotten to where, you know, I can't even afford to go to a game there. But back in the day, you know, $7 for a ticket, you couldn't beat that.
Oh, well, oh, heck yeah. 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 I got a lot of great memories of that old barn myself. My dad was military, and then, moved up when he retired from the Army, he moved on to DOD. So, he always got, discount government tickets, because of that. And we go once a month, for 5-6 years, never got a season ticket plan. He always wanted one, but never got,
right,
anything like that. But we always go once a month or so during the season. And those are some of the best memories I got is the old Cap Center.
Yeah, my son, his godfather, they live in Philly, and they were actually Flyer season ticket holders for years. And I'd go to a few games up there and sit with them up the old Spectrum. And I'll never forget one night, it was the playoff game. And it was the night Bent Gustafson scored in overtime, and the Caps won in overtime. And, you know, I'm in Philly. I'm not thinking nothing of it. Now, I didn't wear a Caps hat or a shirt or nothing like that. But as soon as that thing hit the back of the net, I'm jumping up out of my seat, and I'm hooting and hollering. And I feel this hand on the back of my neck grabbing my shirt and just yanking me back down in my seat. And he's like, look around, where are you at? I was like, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We sat there for about 10 minutes and let the place empty out, and then we rolled out. But that was, I'll tell you, that was another place with some great games over the years.
Yeah. I remember those probably 80s, probably Philly and next to Pittsburgh. Flyers are probably the Caps' biggest rival. Good Lord, you're taking me back here, because if folks who are loyal to this show know, I actually started out as an Atlanta Flames fan. Okay. Then my dad got reassigned to Fort Meade. So of course we moved up with him, and then, you know, that's how I got hooked on the Caps. And that was their third season, back in the late 70s, third or fourth right. season. And I've been with them ever since. You're bringing back some real strong memories there. I remember those Flyers games, and of course, 88, the 88 playoffs, probably the biggest one, Dale Hunter's overtime goal, probably right. everybody's biggest memory who, has been a fan, from at least that far back. But, you're bringing back some, really grand memories here.
I still have all my ticket stubs too. Because one of the ones that really hurt, I was actually at the game when Hextall scored.
Oh,
the empty netter. That was a dagger.
Yeah. Oh, that was. Yeah, I saw that. I was seeing that in the old home team sports channel before they turned into Comcast. And that was a dagger. That is probably the best way to describe it. I couldn't watch it after that. So, great having you on. Great to get with somebody that's got as much mileage as me. And that's awesome.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears with this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, all from there on to the Cup in 2018. Couldn't, sweet for all Caps fans, but for those of us that have been there for the longest time, yeah, most definitely.
I cried real tears that night too.
Yeah, I think we all did. I couldn't peel myself off the couch after that night. But getting back over to Mike though. So how did you and Mike end up getting together as friends?
Actually, it's it's weird how things work themselves out. I was actually on another fan page one night, and it was one of those nights the Caps got pounded pretty good, 6-2 or something like that, and they were on there, and I mean, you've seen how people can be on some of these boards, and man, they were just waylaying the Caps and talking about how this guy was horrible and trade this guy, release this guy, and blah blah blah. And I made some comment, and of course now, because I went against them, now they're just waylaying me too. And I remember that is the game. I wish I could remember which one it was, but that was the game when Mike and Ben started up Caps Fans. Because of that, they got tired of all that crap. And Mike sent me a message and invited me to the group, and that's basically how we started. And one thing led to another, and I just kept posting and doing this and doing that, and then the group's getting bigger, and Grant's in there. At that time, I think Grant was even a moderator, because he was a moderator before me. And I had said something to Mike, because then we started messaging back and forth all the time, because Mike could talk to you even if you didn't answer. He'd keep talking to you. And I just told him, I said, hey, this page is getting pretty active. You need any help? I'm willing to help out. And he's like, oh, okay. Let me think on that. And one thing led to another, and then he made me a moderator, and we kept messaging back and forth. And if anybody listening, if they happen to be on Caps Fans, Mike has a set of rules. Not everyone probably agrees with them, but you know what, to be on the page, you agree to them to join, and that's just the way it is. And you can go somewhere else and do that stuff. And And I even told Mike's mom that, and me and the other ones that are admins and moderators, we talked about it. Said, this is what Mike wanted. We're not changing it. It's going to stay that way. So
that's one of the qualities that struck me about Mike was he was it didn't matter if they won 10-0 or if they lost a close one or if they lost really bad. It did not matter. You could not shake his faith in this team.
Now, yeah, he was always positive.
He was he believed in the Caps no matter what. To me, unfortunately, I didn't get to know him as well as probably I would have liked or should have in life, but that was probably to me anyway, one of his best qualities. So you got to know him a lot better. What would you consider was his best quality in his life?
The way he would just deal with people. There was times that I would go off on a rant, and you know, he would send me a message and he goes, "Hey, you know, read what you wrote." And I'd read it, and we'd message back and forth. He's like, "You know, there's a whole lot better way you could have got your point across, but without using all that kind of language." You know, and I thought about it and thought about it. I was like, you're right. And, you know, we had a couple of heart-to-hearts about the language and all that a while ago. And actually, he's, you know, turned me around a lot on that, because I was one of the ones that, you know, throwing F-bombs and all that stuff. But, you know, he just showed me there's a better way to get your point across, because even though I'm throwing them F-bombs around and making my point, I'm turning people off.
Right.
So it's like, you know, and we just become really, really good friends. And, you know, we talked as much as we talked. Half the time we didn't even talk about the Caps. We just talked about life. You know, how you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, he seemed like that kind of a guy where you could just, you know, pretty much talk to him about everything. But getting back to the language thing, of course, talking to my most loyal listeners, we get pretty bad here sometimes with some of our really strong opinions, especially when Anna and I talk about something. You know, we either both don't like or disagree with each other, Mike never, you know, admonished me for that, not directly anyway, and it pretty much encouraged me. Said, "Hey, you're supporting the team. You do what you need to do." We can get pretty passionate that way, and I think other than his belief in the team, I think that was probably to me, one of his probably his other best quality was that he took you for face value, and he took you as you were,
right?
No matter what.
Always willing to give somebody a second chance, you know. And of course, we all could learn from that.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned this before a couple times. I had the privilege of sitting in on the Zoom service, and the thing that struck me was the number of people that basically said verbatim, "Hey, look, this man was here for me in a time where nobody else was, and he stayed with me. He hung out with me. He did whatever he could. He'd give you the shirt off his back if he had to." And it didn't matter, you know, where you came from, what you were like, what you believed in, you know, how you lived your life. It didn't matter. If he liked you, you know, he was loyal to you.
Right. I was really bummed that service didn't record, because I wanted to post it for other people to see. So glad he got to see it and listen to it, because, you know, it's gone now, but that was tough too. Whew.
Yeah, that was that really was. I'm gonna go back to it, but I'm remembering it all in my mind's ear now. And you know, you mentioned before where disagreements would come up in a fan page so easily, and Mike would be one to, you know, kind of say, "Hey, look, you know, settle it down. You know, we're all Caps fans here." And I think that's probably why he just simply called his page just simply Caps Fans, to remind us what we're all about. And I think, you know, I think if seeing that kind of thing happen, I think he'd tell you to your face if he were here, hey, look, I'm flawed too. I get angry too. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes, but you just can't go off and start hating and saying stupid things just because,
right.
There's got to be a limit to it. So I think he was a wonderful example of that. And, one of quite a few reasons why I personally am going to miss him. I know a lot of fellow fans will too.
And not only that, on top of that, just the way Mike lived, when you say you're going to do something, like say for instance the page, when you set down a set of rules, if you don't hold everybody to them, then it's going to come back on you.
Right.
You set that set of rules down. Again, you may not like them, but you don't have to be here.
Right. Yeah, no, he stood up for his principles and his beliefs, and if you stepped out of line, he was tolerant, but if you stepped out of line and crossed a line that he had said, look, he warned you beforehand, look, don't do this.
Right.
He would stand by that, but at the same time he was flexible as could be, but there were some things he would not bend on. And, and like you said, some folks butted heads with them, but that was Mike. There were some things that he's going to hold fast to. And that's, some people didn't agree with that, but I find that a quality that's admirable about him, but not everybody agreed to, well, like how he ran the page and other things, but that was Mike. And I think the lesson here is that no matter what, if you find some common ground, you can get past some of the stuff you don't see eye to eye about. I think that's part of what Mike was trying to teach us.
And I will say, there's a handful of people that he's actually removed from the page that I'm actually friends with, and we talked over this a while, and there was a couple of them that him and I actually went at it over, and like you say, it's his page, he's warned them, so it's like, well, and then after he explained his position, I agreed, and later on down the road, a couple of those friends, I even talked to him about it. I was like, look, you agreed to this. He warned you, and you still went back and did it. And he's like, I know. So it wasn't like they were still putting up a fight, like, why this, they were all like, I know. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Very, very true. Mike, I hope somewhere you're able to hear this. And if you are, I hope we're doing you justice tonight. Cause, speaking on behalf of the show, I want to do this, just give you a proper goodbye. And, just thank you for, your, not only your service in life, but, the way you represented the Caps and what you did for the team, what you did for this show. So just want to put that out there on the internet for all to hear, because I really, really wish that I'd gotten to know you in life, is my one regret. So it's a lesson you're teaching us here. So just wanted to say that.
It's hard to put in words how much you miss someone you never met.
That's true. That's very true.
And also, I wanted, because Mike's mom won't listen to this. She won't know, but she knows what we're doing anyway. But you've seen where we were raising money to get Mike an urn and all that.
I was just about to ask you about that.
Yeah, we ended up, we raised enough to do it. That'd be taken care of, and we actually had money left over. We're just gonna take that money and send it to Mike's mom, because I know she could use it. So, that was Caps fans from you know, not just from the Cats fans group, but multiple groups contributed. So, you know, it's just everybody coming together.
Right, right. Well, is it too late to donate? Because I'd like to send something on behalf of the podcast.
No, still donate. I'm sure Mike's mom, I know she could use it.
All right.
Anybody else wants to, I'll send you the info through a message later, and or even post it on the Power Play site.
Oh, all right. I appreciate that. So expect a little something from it'd be me personally, but on behalf of the show, because I'm sure, like I said, Mike's mom could use it.
She's the nicest lady.
Had
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, not at all. Had the pleasure of listening to her talk about Mike's life on the Zoom service, and very patient, very sweet, very faithful lady.
She is all by herself now, and you talk about really feeling for someone, you know, have their life turned upside down like that, when mm-hmm. here you are living with your son and you depend on him for everything, and then poof, he's gone.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Make sure you post that on the Facebook page, and we'll be sure to ask for donations for that.
That's awesome. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the least we can do. So, all right. Well, I think we've gone on long enough. Mike could probably be the first one to say, all right, well, it's not about me. So it's about the Caps. So, quit your blubbering, and you know, get to what you need to do. So, I think we'll wrap it up for now. And, tomorrow night will be, Anna and I, first of the season, just going to do a quick run through of the preseason. I honestly haven't caught a whole lot. I mean, some enough to make a judgment, but we'll get into that tomorrow night. But thanks again, Tom, for coming on here and get with me here talking about Mike.
I appreciate you having me on and the opportunity. And if you would, pass along my condolences to Anna too, please.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll talk about that. And, her mom also recently, passing away. So, we'll definitely discuss that, but yeah, I will definitely let her know. I appreciate you.
Awesome. It was good to be on, man.
All right. Appreciate you, Tom. So, like I say to everybody, you are welcome to come on, talk with us, anytime you want. Just a reminder to you and everybody else listening. Of course, we usually record Sunday evenings around 5-ish or so, 5 p.m. Sunday evenings is our usual record time. So, of course, like I told you earlier, you're welcome to post and chat with us anytime you like.
Okay, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Tom Gobble of the Caps fans page. And he and I getting together about the passing and life of Mike Stepp, who is, of course, one of the founders of the Caps fans Facebook page. And hopefully, like I said, we all took a lesson from his life, because at the end of the day, we're all Caps fans. So thanks everyone out there for indulging, and hope to have you join us for the rest of the season. Thanks much.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.